Good morning and welcome to our Lent reflection. Today's Bible reading is John 8, verses 31 to 42. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are looking for a way to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I've seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your father." "Abraham is our father," they answered. "If you were Abraham's children," said Jesus, "then you would do what Abraham did. As it is, you're looking for a way to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the works of your own father." "We are not illegitimate children," they protested. "The only father we have is God himself." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me." "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What is truth? Pilate would ask Jesus at his trial. "What is your truth isn't necessarily my truth," we hear people saying today. Truth is no longer something that's concrete and factual, but liquid, changeable, true for one person and not for another. In today's passage, Jesus presents the Pharisees, the Jews and all people with a challenge. "Believe in me, believe in and hold to what I teach, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus is plain and unequivocal. "If you want to be free, then believe in me, and believe my words." The Pharisees and many of the Jews have been challenging Jesus about his identity, his authority, where he was from. And now even those who seemed to believe him had hit a roadblock. And that roadblock centered around their status as children of God and their freedom. Since when, they protested, had they ever been slaves to anyone? Well, of course, they knew that they had been physical slaves under the Egyptians. But as far as they were concerned, as Abraham's descendants, descendants of the one chosen by God, and therefore God's chosen people, they believed themselves to be slaves of no one. "How can you say that we should be set free?" Someone once said that man's greatest need is to know what is his greatest need. The Jews of Jesus' day didn't seem to be aware that they were in need in any way spiritually. They were physically descended from Abraham, and so everything was just fine. They were relying on external things, ancestry, the nation's history, and its privilege of being chosen by God. And for the Pharisees especially, observing the many laws, regulations and rights that made them feel secure. They were blind to the truth of their real need, and therefore blind to the truth of the one who had come to deal with their need. What was their need? The same need that all humans share, the problem of sin. "I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin," Jesus said. Jesus was talking about humanity's condition, the shackles of self-centered rather than God-centered living, the sin which we all share with Adam and Eve, and which cuts us off from God. This was and is the first essential point that we all need to understand about ourselves, that we have a big problem, and it's the problem of sin. Second thing that we need to understand is that we can't do anything about our problem by ourselves. We can't free ourselves from our slavery. We need the help of another. Jesus goes on, "Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." A slave, even in the best situation in Jesus' day, was only ever that, a slave who had no permanent or secure place within a family. His or her status was insecure and had no rights, privileges, or future inheritance. A son, of course, on the other hand, had all the status and security of being a family member. Jesus uses the picture to help us understand that as the Son of his Father in heaven, he has a permanent place in his Father's family, and as the Son, he is the one who has the power to set us free from our situation of being slaves to sin. He alone has the power to liberate us and give us the same privileged status as sons and daughters as himself in his Father's family. Free to enjoy permanent positions in God's family, secure in our future inheritance, belonging to God's family forever, for eternity. Recognizing that we're helpless and we need someone else to help us is not a pill we find easy to swallow. You know, even in our day-to-day lives, our natural pride makes it hard for us to accept our need of others. But when we accept our total need of the Son, Jesus, when we believe that his word is the truth, that he is the way, the truth and the life, and that when we hold his teaching, what we discover is that the truth does indeed set us free from slavery to sin, from the chains that constantly bring us back to focusing on ourselves and to discover the love in which God beholds us as his sons and his daughters. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for the wonderful promise that you've given to all people, that if we hold to your teaching and follow you, we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Help us not to rely on ourselves, but to accept our total need of your power to save us and free us from the chains of sin, that we might experience in growing measure the freedom that you won for us through your death and resurrection. Amen.